here.
Okay, I have given you some guidelines type things and some things that we had discussed, that Yvonne and I had discussed. I'll give you a minute to read that over and then we'll sort of talk about that.
So when we discussed, Madam Chairman, when we discussed this, the 8:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. why you changed that back to?
Because that conflicted with me in state affairs, so.
And also in finance for Ferguson. Senator Ferguson.
I think that's Vic's there, Frank. I think that's Vic's folder,
oh,
and then you hand me those
I'll
two things for
down.
Him.
Oh,
okay. Thanks. I'll pass those two to him, and we're just looking at these guidelines now. Things.
Does everybody know Yvonne?
Oh, I don't know. This is Yvonne Alford. Senator Ferguson.
This is very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good tracking record, I think.
Let me just make some opening comments. The lady sitting behind you is Margaret, and she is my secretary and also will be secretary of staff. And we've already met Yvonne. She is my professional assistant. As I mentioned this morning, Commissioner Arnotti will be here Thursday afternoon to talk to us about. They have set some priorities, goals. For their department for this coming year. And so I wanted him to bring us up to date. The one we all know of, I'm sure, is Title 29. That is a goal of their department. There are a couple of their programs within their department they'd like to discuss with us. And so he will be coming to talk to us. On the bills that we are going to be taking up next Tuesday, we will be deciding, we'll be sort of scheduling hearings, and Yvonne will be working with the sponsors of those bills to see, and will be pretty flexible as far as if there's a chance when you cannot have people come in or whenever you want to have people come in or whatever. And we want as much backup as possible, as I said, like 5 days ahead of time, so we can get it to all of the staff. In order to keep myself out of conflict with the 5-day rule, what I will be doing is saying that the bills will be taken up in my committee at the next meeting. Now, they may not actually be taken up at that time, depending if we have the backup information and if the sponsor is ready for the bill to be taken up at that time. And of course, you will be all brought up to date at that, so that we don't get caught in the 5-day when somebody says on the bill, well, you know, I have to have this in order because the person's going out of town, is going to be out of town for 2 weeks, you know, and so that we'll be doing that, okay?
And you leave it up to the sponsor to get a hold of their respective community or local people to, I don't see anything major here in a way. But.
Yeah. Well, like, let's just talk about VIX a little bit regarding the Anchorage Coastal, you know, State Wildlife. I'm sure there are probably many people in the local government in Anchorage that will be wanting to come down to testify or will be wanting to give us information. And so if there was a time when Tony, you know, could be here on Thursday rather than Tuesday when we had talked about it, we will do that flexibility. But I don't want to get caught in the fact of, you know, he calls up and says, well, I can be here on Tuesday and it's Friday and we've missed the 5-day rule. Okay. So that's, you know, sort of where I'm coming from on that. Let me try to think of what else. The other thing I think is when Yvonne checks on these bills, as well as the other bills that are referred to my committee during this next year, and someone says, well, I wasn't really strongly behind that bill, I just sort of threw it out for publicity or whatever, then they don't provide the backup for it, we won't hear it. And that we will leave that responsibility on the sponsors. And if the sponsor
you won't hear it?
We won't hear it. I mean, if the sponsor cannot provide us with backup material on it,
don't
we won't waste our
best.
Time. That's right. We won't waste our time. So if, you know, on, you know, whatever bill it would be, you know, Senate Bill 101 and Yvonne calls and they say, well, I just sort of threw that out for comment and I don't really have any backup or I'll get back to you with it.
Okay.
We aren't going to continue to push that. Okay? We aren't going to be the ones that's going to be. We want to try to get through the 120-day session with, you know, as much as we possibly can. And so that's sort of where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I guess I'm just a little bit confused. For instance, let's take SB 19, the Senator Fisher's bill. That's going to be a bill of probably quite a bit of equity and interest out there. I don't know. But let's assume that that's correct. By listing that now, I don't know if you've worked with the sponsor, but there's a notice to people out there and information. Are you going to be scheduling those before you know that the sponsor has all that information together? I mean, when I see this current list of bills in the committee, does that necessarily mean that on
next Tuesday
we have the public hearing?
No. All right. What that means is that Yvonne is actively working with the sponsor to coordinate the time when the sponsor wants it heard.
Okay, generally, when you give notice there and it's published, people are assuming that that notice is for public hearing. And I just think that we need to be careful that we don't give
that
the thing that that's when the meeting is going to be held, and so everybody comes roaring in. So I think that needs to be made clear.
Okay. You could have all of the municipal people here twice a week.
Right, they'd be coming for that. And,
okay.
And, you know, so I think we need to clarify.
Okay. How can then we get, how can we work it so that we don't...
Why don't we go off record? This this really doesn't mean anything.
Oh, sure. Okay, sure.
Madam Chair, I move we have a recess for purpose of informal discussion.
Okay. Is there any objections? Okay. On record. We're back on record, and I was wondering if there was any additional comments. Again, would remind you that Commissioner Noddy will be with us on Thursday's meeting, and if any of you have questions regarding anything that his department does, as well as he'll be giving us an overview at that time. And
Madam Chair,
let's
just to let you know, I may be a little late coming to a meeting. I'm testifying for a House committee that afternoon.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything else? Okay. If not, then we'll stand adjourned until 3:30 on Thursday afternoon. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'll get with Peggy.